Wynedale Publishing and the Houston Chronicle present Monkey Shines by Leon Hale.
Here's a letter from my cousin C.T., who asks if I remember the time I got in trouble by hitting Uncle Burl Moody on the head with a ripe cantaloupe. Maybe the regular customers will remember cousin C.T., who gets a mention here now and then. In my barefoot years, I spent several summers on the farm where C.T. and his family lived, and where I learned many lessons in how to waste time. C.T. was my teacher. He was a little older than I was, and therefore I was obliged to listen to his opinions and respect his judgments, for in those days the world operated on seniority. He did know things of value that I needed to learn. Most of them could be filed under the heading of monkey business, but monkey business was important then to people of our age and our standing. Reason for the importance was C.T.'s father, a strict master who wanted everybody working all the time. Boys at play were an abomination in that man's sight. It's my honest belief that he got physical pain from seeing boys running foot races for fun, or wrestling in the dust, or chunking rocks at lizards. I believe a voice said to him about the sight of children at play, "What a waste of energy. They could be chopping cotton or slopping the hogs." So, if you wanted any fun on that farm, you had to have it out of C.T.'s father's sight, and that's how we did it. If he told us, "Now I want you boys to go over yonder in the back pasture and find that old bald-faced cow with the crooked horn. She hadn't come up in 3 days, and I want to know if she's got a calf yet." Now, this was a good assignment because it didn't have a time limit. Finding that old cow might take hours, and we could roam for miles and call it hunting for the cow. We could go to the creek and swim and chunk water moccasins and smoke a little grapevine, and C.T. would give lessons in monkey business, how to catch a locust and put it in your shirt pocket and tap it and make it buzz on command, or how to walk through brush and catch hold of a limb and bend it and let it go so it would give a slap in the stomach to the person following close behind, how to skeet a flat rock across a stock tank. Things like that. Valuable stuff. Concerning the matter of hitting Uncle Burl Moody with the cantaloupe, that came about due to C.T.'s idea to bomb the chickens from the hayloft. In late summer, the watermelons and the cantaloupes left in the field would get close to worthless, all sun-scalded or overripe and shriveled. C.T.'s father would send us to the field with wheelbarrows to pick those bad melons and cantaloupes and bring them in and feed them to the hogs. Not a lot of fun, so C.T. devised this game. We chose a supply of nice, soft cantaloupes close to the edge of rotten, took them up in the hayloft for ammunition. Then we got an ear of corn out of the crib and scattered kernels on the ground just below the hayloft door to draw the hens. These were big old Rhode Island reds that lay those brown eggs you pay extra for now. The idea was to drop cantaloupes out of the loft and see who could hit a hen on the ground. This was the sort of monkey business that appealed to most male youths of that time, and you see the same appeal living today in their grandchildren, kids zapping targets in computer games. You needn't worry that we hurt the chickens. I don't recall any direct hits, but we enjoyed some near misses that caused explosions of flapping and squawking, and that was the idea, anyhow, to cause a satisfactory racket. What we didn't know was that Uncle Burl Moody was in the barn fixing harness. He walked out to see what the hens were squawking about, and that's when I was making a drop and my cantaloupe got him. But not on the head, as C.T. said in his letter. It hit him a glancing shot on the shoulder. It was a soft cantaloupe that couldn't have hurt much, but it did draw out of him some extraordinary language I'd never heard him use before. To answer the question in the letter, yes, I remember the event well, since Uncle Burl didn't have any more patience with monkey business than C.T.'s father, and maybe less.